current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Digital Destruction. Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, has proposed a block-wide social media ban that would take place just as soon as this upcoming summer. The calls for this ban has grown stronger, with other European nations taking measures to shield children. This ban would cause youth under the age of 16 to no longer interact with social media, and in order to make sure that the child is quote-unquote of age for social media, the applications would have to take extra measures to make sure that those who use their platforms are in fact 16 years or up. Quote, "We are witnessing the lightning speed at which technology is advancing and how it penetrates every corner of childhood and adolescence," end quote, Leyen stated at the European Summit on Artificial Intelligence and Children in Copenhagen. Quote, "We are taking action against TikTok and its addictive design, endless scrolling, autoplay, and push notifications. The same applies to Meta, because we believe Instagram and Facebook are failing to enforce their own minimum age of 13. End quote. She went on to point out the reality of social media, saying, quote, "The question is not whether young people should have access to social media. The question is whether social media should have access to young people." End quote. The impact social media has had on the effect of the youth has become too obvious to ignore. Risks of anxiety, depression, sleep deprivation, addictive behavior, grooming, cyberbullying, and suicide have risen due to how and what content is presented in front of the youth. Even if one would be cautious, AI-generated images could appear, transforming one innocent picture into a sinister and harmful image. Back in March in California, a jury blamed Meta and Google for the depression and anxiety of a woman, suing the two media companies of a total of $6 million. The woman had compulsively used social media as a small child, leading Google and Meta to be held accountable for fueling her mental health crisis. This ban has yet still dismissed the fact that social media not only impacts children who shouldn't be on these platforms anyway, but also it impacts the parents and the teens of those children as well. Adults and teens are also impacted by social media platforms and its destructive nature. The protection of them from being taken advantage of is non-existent on social media. With AI bots like Grok from the platform X creating sexual content for free and of anyone is just the tip of the iceberg. No one is held accountable on social media platforms for forms of harassment. No one is in control of their privacy and no one is safe. So justice for kids is right, but what about the rest? The real solution to the social media dilemma is to completely change it from its roots. For its roots are in the West, feeding off their corrupt soil. Platforms produce ideas and content presented to the public that align with the Western value, where quote-unquote freedom of thought and quote-unquote freedom of speech leave no limits to the harm that could be caused. Ideas flood social media, ideas of corruption, ideas that deviate individuals from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to focus solely on the dunya. These ideas are then flooded into the mind of anyone that simply scrolls, infecting one with the dalal, darkness of the West. It isn't the idea of only banning it for children under the age of 16, but to ban what is being presented as a whole, the ideas that are polluting the minds and hearts of all, young and old. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.